יאיש החפץ חיים אוהב ימים אוהב ימים לראותו איי 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 מי יאיש החפץ חיים
Preparation for the lesson in the tens. Reading from Rabash, the prayer of many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he's really thinking only of his own self-love, meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective. So, we'll read it again. This is Rabash, Article 15. The prayer of many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love, meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective. A question for a workshop. What does the collective lack? What kind of request do we build for the collective? Again, what does the collective lack? What kind of request do we build for the collective? What kind of request do we build for the collective? First of all, we need to think about the collective, to think about others. That each one in the society does not think about himself, and he places the collective as the first thing, that all of one's attention is outside of oneself. We pray that the points in the heart, all of the friends will be in yearning for connection, and inside of the connection, the Creator. Yes, and that is a longing to the Creator will be in order to make him happy, to give him contentment. I'm very much inspired by our Gabbai. Each one in humanity should have such a Gabbai. What is missing is the presence of the Creator in reality, our reality. To lift divinity from the dust, that we will all think about it, that we will demand it, that we will have a necessity for it, that it will be important for us. That the Creator will open up everyone's eyes and hearts so that they will see the quality of bestowal as the greatest, most exalted thing in reality. In one of Rav's tweets from yesterday, it says that one who cares for the nation, for the people, cares for the Creator, because the Creator is there. This is what's lacking. What's lacking is my concern for the collective, and what I need to correct is my relation, my attitude to the collective. All the rest is whole. Yes, this concern should burn in us, just like a mother goes to work and she knows that her son, her child, is not feeling so well, so she does her work, but she has the sensation, the feeling of the child in her all the time, all day. This concern should also accompany us all day, because it enlivens this connection. It's true. And right now we have an opportunity where we see all of our precious friends in the entire world, clean, the Israeli groups. First of all, we need to integrate with all of them. They're all in our heart, even though in their body they're not physically close to us. So we have an opportunity to think about them the entire lesson. And as they support us, we hold them in our heart and we think about them. And when we do that, we actually build together a pipeline from which the light can pass on to the entire world rather than just stay with us. I'll read the tweet that Hanoch talked about. The concern for the nation is equal to the concern for the Creator. The Creator dwells in the people, in the nation. And if we relate to the people as the Creator's dwelling place, then we will succeed in attaining the upper world, faith above reason, and all of the spiritual degrees. The next tweet also, I'll read it, because this is what the friends talked about. To the extent that I'm tied to the friends, and I feel that I'm getting the influence of the Creator through them, to the extent that I turn to Him even more with a prayer for the friends, by that, my plea for the revelation of the Creator is determined, and the possibility for a constant connection with Him is determined. We should really arrange our connection with the Creator instead of blaming Him or just demanding from Him that He will be our goal, His quality, and out of that it will expand to everyone, because this is the essence of creation. And inside, or the purpose of creation, its goal, there is this group where the points in the heart have awakened. It has a special role. In order to actualize it, we need to enter this lesson with a plea, with a demand to receive those forces so that we will be able to pass on some inner force to all of the processes that we are doing opposite the nation, the people, that it will be important for us, that we will want to search for all the possible ways and that light will come and it will work through us. Before we turn to the Creator, one of the conditions is to see His greatness. And it's like a loop, it comes back. And the greatness of the Creator is in the friends. So each one can open his eyes and see the gift that he received. See how the Creator is speaking through the mouths of the friends, and from there to start to turn to Him, to thank Him. Yes, and we can take everything that we took until now and realize that in the lesson and decide that this is our common intention. The concern for the Creator through the collective, through the ten first of all, and from there to all of Bnei Baruch, and from there to humanity. So we have 1 minute to invest silently in our intention so that our power and our work, our intention will pass through us, and we will hold our friends that are with us always.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך